93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He upset Democrats and his fellow Republicans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is a bad day for the United States of America.
Senator Chris Van Hollen and other Democrats called President Trump, believing Russian President Putin's denials about meddling in the 2016 campaign, a disgrace. Republican Senator Bob Corker said it
made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wondered about
the possibility that President Putin holds damaging information over President Trump.
Now, the president, who will meet with House Republicans later today talking about tax reform, is defending himself. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump pushing back on his critics, telling Fox's Sean Hannity the media are laser-focused on the Russia probe.
Talking about all of these different things, and we get questions on the witch hunt.
The president also adamant that Russia is not holding anything over his head.
I guess he said as strongly as you can say it, they have no information on Trump.
President Trump also tweeted that he has great confidence in his intelligence people, but added, as the world's two largest nuclear powers, the U.S. and Russia need to get along. Dave.
And Rachel, Vladimir Putin again denied meddling in our politics, talking to Fox's Chris Wallace.
And it's quite clear to me that this is used in the internal political struggle, and it's nothing to be proud of for American democracy.
Now, a Russian woman was charged in Washington yesterday with conspiring with Moscow to infiltrate conservative groups like the NRA, acting as a Russian agent. Volcano tour operators in Hawaii say they still plan to operate off the Big Island shore, but will stay farther away. After that happened on a boat yesterday, a lava flow from Kilauea exploded into the sea, sending molten rock through the boat's roof right off the shore, injuring 23 passengers. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, the manhunt continues in North Carolina for the man who shot a Caldwell County Sheriff's deputy late Sunday night, then fled a traffic stop. The deputy needed surgery, but is expected to recover. In Minnesota, a woman who nearly murdered a young child avoids jail time.
Minneapolis daycare owner Natalia Caria admitted she put a noose around the neck of a 16-month-old boy in her care and tried to hang him. She pleaded guilty to attempted murder, but she will not do time for it. Prosecutors had asked that she get 13 years in jail, but Hennepin County, Minnesota District Judge Jay Quam saw it differently.
In an appropriate situation, a mental illness can be used to mitigate the sentence.
The judge giving Caria 10 years probation and ordering her to undergo mental health treatment. The boy was rescued by another parent and survived. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The 12 boys and their soccer coach rescued from that cave in Thailand are scheduled to get out of the hospital on Thursday. And there's a sidebar to their miraculous rescue story that could involve one of the divers in a court case.
A British diver who helped in the Thai cave rescue of 12 boys and their soccer coach may sue SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk after the tech billionaire seemed to accuse him of being a pedophile. Musk developed a mini submarine device as a potential method of saving the team from the flooded cave. Explorer Vern Unsworth called the vessel a PR stunt, saying it had absolutely no chance of working. In a series of since-deleted tweets, Musk said he would produce a video proving his submarine would have been effective, referring to Unsworth as, quote, pedo guy. Unsworth tells The Guardian he is astonished and very angry over the baseless attack and considering legal action against Musk for libel. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly ahead of the opening bell in about 90 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
And good morning. It's Tuesday. Our local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. They're in Champaign. Downtown Champaign, it's Illinois National Bank.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A not guilty plea from a University of Illinois student hurt in an officer-involved shooting. Police say Samuel Applebaum aimed a gun at police before they fired. He is charged with disorderly conduct. To be released, the judge said Applebaum must cooperate with mental health treatment. A Champaign man has been arrested in Kentucky for a fatal shooting in Champaign in March. U.S. Marshals arrested 39-year-old Cornelius Freeman in the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Michael White of Chicago. Governor Bruce Rauner has signed new gun control bills. One new law allows police and family members to take guns away from those who could potentially be a threat to themselves or others. He also signed legislation that requires a 72-hour waiting period for the purchase of guns. The new red flag law authorizes courts to ban gun possession or purchase through emergency civil restraining orders. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. We've got a high 84 with the sunshine down to around 61 this evening with clear conditions. That's nice. Sunny and a high 81 tomorrow down to 59.
Huh?
Terrific. In fact, Urbana Park District with their M Bucks Park show will feature the Church Street Ramblers. That'll be a nice night on Wednesday evening after 6:30. Thursday, we've got sunshine and a high 82, low 67. 30% chance of showers comes into the forecast late and into Friday with a high 83. Right now we're at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
And the weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com. Well, good morning. We are into Tuesday. It's July 17, ESPN 93.5, with a whole bunch to talk about this morning. We'll get right into it here. Firstly, do not forget that coming up, the Jeremy Warner Show will be in downtown Chicago for Big Ten Media Day this next Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, if you have Jeremy up there, you're going to get the stuff.
Exactly.
Coverage brought to you by Clean Right. They do more than just clean carpets in Central Illinois. In addition to carpet and upholstery cleaning, they also offer a full range of damage restoration services. Celebrating 20 years, 100% satisfaction or your money back. Call 351-4930, 351-4930, or go to Clean Right, K-L-E-E-N-R-I-T-E, cleanright.net, cleanright.net. Okay, here we go. If you don't say Donald Trump is a traitor, you're a traitor. That's what one of the Democrats said this morning. Donald Trump in Helsinki, Finland, talking to Vladimir Putin. After I watched it, I kind of shrugged, said he's going to get creamed for this. Because he acquiesced a little bit to Vladimir Putin. I've got a few, I think, independent thoughts on this. Haven't heard anybody say what I think about all this. We'll get right into it. But you are over there on the world stage. The Democrats have framed Russia as the bad guy that we need to stop. It is totally part of the Russian probe that has to follow the narrative that Vladimir Putin is the devil and we have to treat him as such. Donald Trump yesterday in Helsinki.
Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything. As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct. I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics.
Good to have back on our show political strategist Debbie Georgiadis. How are you?
Very well, sir. Good morning. Nice to talk with you.
If you don't think Donald Trump is a traitor, then you're a traitor. That's what a Democrat said this morning. So there's that.
Well, you know what? This just outrage, overload, reaction is almost laughable. It's just, it's excruciating on one hand, but it's just almost laughable. President Trump, what the remarks you just played, and in the way he interacted with the media yesterday, whatever day it was, with standing next to Putin with the media there, he handled it, in my view, very diplomatically. He was very strong and firm. But, you know, the idea that he's supposed to be standing there in front of the media berating Putin.
If you're out there to try and get a better relationship, do you embarrass Vladimir Putin on the world stage?
Right.
What sense does that make?
Exactly. And the man does have control of nuclear weapons that could pretty much destroy the world. You don't want to have an antagonistic, accusatory news conference and cause him and take your marbles and go home. You haven't accomplished anything. And then the critics would be saying, had he acted that way, they'd be saying President Trump was not diplomatic.
No,
he didn't understand how to act.
There's no winning. Yep. There is no winning this. I tweeted out last night, number one, nothing he could have done would have stopped the detractors. They're looking for any kind of window. Then they got a few Republicans to go along. Then everything's on fire. You've got to impeach him today. He is a traitor, and if you don't agree, you're a traitor. That's the fascism we're getting into right now. In your face, he's awful. We got to dump Trump. He's the worst president in the history and the worst human ever. It is so bad. It is so in unison, and yet... He's trying to get a relationship going with Russia. What do the Democrats want? A war? What do you want to do?
Exactly. And, you know, this Democrat media mob, as you're exactly right, no matter what he did, it would have been the wrong thing. But I'm really frustrated and disappointed with the Republicans. It is like they have figured out it's easier in this climate to chime in with, to agree with, to echo chamber what the Democrats are saying than to stand up for President Trump. Paul Ryan being among the main one whose comments I find most offensive, because he's just unwilling to stand up for President Trump, and he just he thinks he's somehow saving himself from the media, and he is protecting himself from the media criticism, but he's really hurting America and the Republican Party.
Well, and again, the audacity to stand up there and be halfway diplomatic. They said he questioned his own intelligence. It sounded like he was being in the middle of the road, and should he have said, well, we're going to disagree on that. My intelligence is my intelligence. We're going to talk further about it. Could he have been a little more home team? Maybe. But the fact is, he was trying to build this thing back up, which apparently got really, really cold because of this Mueller probe. And by the way, the worst appointment in the history of presidents, the worst appointment in the history of presidents was Jeff Sessions as Attorney General.
I was so hoping you were going to fill in that blank by saying Jeff Sessions. I could not agree more. And this kind of leads to what Trump can possibly do to get us back out of this situation. We're in just a quagmire within Washington, D.C., dealing with the way Peter Strzok behaved, the way the FBI behaved, Department of Justice. Jeff Sessions sitting back can't do one darn thing about it. I think that President Trump needs to be bold at this point and demand the FBI, DOJ, answer those questions, release those documents unredacted, deal with the truth, get it out there, because otherwise this will just spin on and on and on
Hey, listen, I said before the election of 16 that it's just one big guys and women too in suits, all at the club, high-fiving, protecting their butts. It's not about us anymore. It's about power and control, and the Republicans are in it too, and you've got some people that are just part of the deal. And this guy's coming in messing up their hair, and they don't like that.
I love that, messing up their hair. I'm going to steal that line from you. But on a serious note, This is why President Trump won all these states. People could not believe he won in November 2016. He is leading the same way today as he did throughout the election. He is not tailoring his message to humor his critics, to humor his, to humor the sensitivities of certain groups. He's just saying what's true, which he did at NATO. It worked very well there. They got offended, and then they're coming around, and it's working well with Putin. And the people love that about him. He's not trying to humor the left-wing critics, and he's not spending any time thinking, what could I say so maybe the Democrats will like me?
No,
and he's not even
–
he's just been fabulous.
Well, we'll see what happens here, but I guarantee you Vladimir Putin likes Donald Trump, and that in its own is treasonous. You can't have him like you. No, it is ridiculous. We're at a point of this is just getting so out of whack from the standpoint of common sense. But if you're trying to build a relationship, you don't stand there berating the other leader when it's already pretty icy. It's crazy to think. Now, we don't know what he said behind closed doors. We don't know. And so they're not even taking that into account that maybe he was much firmer in private where it would have been more appropriate. To come out and feel like you want to get this thing going. Vladimir Putin, working with the United States, maybe we can get a few things done. Maybe he'll do a couple things nobody else can get him to do. Where was the outrage when Barack Obama whispered to Medvedev saying, I have more flexibility after the next election. Tell Vladimir. What does that mean? I mean, it was just nobody invested.
Exactly.
It's crazy. All right.
Yeah, the selective outrage.
Debbie,
yeah.
How do people find you?
On Facebook, America Can We Talk, my website, AmericaCanWeTalk.org, and it's just great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Political strategist Debbie Georgiadis in Dallas. What do you think? Text in your thoughts, 359-2255, 359-2255. Love to hear what you think. I am probably on an island on this one, and I don't care. It's ridiculous. If we don't think he's a traitor, we're traitors. What? Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
A lot of social media chatter about this too, Stevie. I don't get it. It seems un-American to me. I don't know why we're acting
well, because he more or less acquiesced to the Russian dictator. How dare he question that our intelligence? You know, he
again,
said,
just like Debbie pointed out, if you're standing there in Russia, wherever
Helsinki.
They were, thank you, in front of everybody with Vladimir Putin next to you, are you really going to diss him?
You don't want to diss him, otherwise it's a cold shoulder, and maybe that's what the Democrats want, because the narrative is Russian is the bad guy, and they're in bed with Donald Trump, and we have to keep this going. That's the whole narrative. They have to win the election. That's the whole point. It isn't about anything except win.
On to sports, the Home Run Derby. Bryce Harper had some big hits.
There it is, center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, and
you know,
he loves it.
He hit 9 home runs in the last minute to beat Kyle Schwarber of the Cubs.
Got that extra time going and really used it. Kyle Schwarber had 16 homers in his first round. Very entertaining.
No, it was really fun, and it was usually those blowouts by the third round. It was fun. And, again, Harper over Kyle Schwarber in the Home Run Derby last night during the All-Star break
and
festivities.
To start out and bringing on some military folks was really cool to see.
Yeah.
So Yadier Molina is part of the starting lineup. Do we have a Red Bird recap?
He's not starting.
Okay.
He's in the game.
Okay.
He may or may not play.
Right.
That's it. We do have Red Bird. We'll do it next time.
Okay. Sounds good. I know Chris Sale is due to start for the third time in a row. It should be fun to see the All-Star game tonight.
Cubs Wilson Contreras is starting to catcher.
Thank you.
Yadi may or may not play. Miles Michaelis is at the All-Star game, but he won't pitch.
All right.
So the Cardinals they'll probably get Yadi an at-bat late in the game. That's about it.
The Illini volleyball schedule is set. I was just looking at our Big Ten media days coming up that we're covering. I see senior wide receiver Mike Dudek is going to be there. Senior offensive lineman Nick Allegretti. And junior defensive tackle Jamal Milan will also be there as part of our Big Ten media days. And we're doing our best to cover it live.
Yeah, we'll be live with Jeremy Warner Show this next Monday, Tuesday, live from Chicago, 9 to 11 in the morning. Also, of course, on podcast. Here's your weather.
Okay, we've got sunshine and a high 84. 61 with clear conditions tonight. 81 tomorrow, down to 59 with clear conditions. Sunny on Thursday with a high 82. The chance of rain comes our way Thursday night and into Friday's forecast, but then still looking good. Saturday's high, 78. 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Love to know what you think about the Donald Trump appearance in Helsinki with Vladimir Putin. 359-2255, 359-2255. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. Amazon struggled with technical problems at the launch of its annual summer Prime Day sale yesterday. Some shoppers were receiving error messages at checkout and pictures of the dogs of Amazon. The company acknowledged the ongoing problems. It attributed the issue to customers ordering more items in the first hour of Prime Day than last year. Netflix signed up more subscribers in the spring quarter and made more money, but the company's growing at a slower pace. That has Wall Street concerned the company's momentum may be slipping. Johnson & Johnson's earnings for the recent quarter were stronger than expected, but some of its businesses were disappointing. Baby care and skin care sales were weaker than forecast. And Goldman Sachs is reporting a stronger than expected quarter. The Dow was up 44 on Monday, NASDAQ dropped 20, S&P down 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Again, Jeremy Warner live this next Monday and Tuesday in Chicago, brought to you by Awesome Machine Sales and Rental. They're your Toro headquarters. Stay away from the big box stores this summer. Schedule a demo of a Toro MyRide zero-turn mower today. Several models up to $300 off.
Wow.
Get more info at awesomemachines.net. Simply awesome. I understand how the coverage has gone for Donald Trump in Helsinki. I disagree with it. I think that the president was trying to build a relationship. And if you build a relationship, I have no idea what he did behind closed doors. And you don't either. Nobody does.
Right.
So he could have been completely different behind closed doors and then more moderate and kind of a mediator in the middle trying to push it to the next phone call or the next meeting. I think it is crucial we get along with Russia. I guess it's amazing to me, and maybe I'm wrong. Dr. Alan Sachs yesterday said the roles have flipped. Back in the day when the Democrats wanted to talk and the Republicans wanted to bomb, now it feels like Republicans want to talk, North Korea and Russia, and now the Democrats don't. You dare be seen in the same room with such a dictator. So how do you want that to go? They've got, half of the world's nukes. We got about half of the world's nukes. Better to just be a chilly, he's awful, evil, get him. What do you want? Do you want to work with him?
Even using the word treason, doesn't that mean approaching war?
Well, treason would mean you'd hang and die because you went against your country during a time of war. It's not treason. It's just a talking point. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, the treatment President Trump's getting from this.
Well, another texter in had said Obama would have been called weak for doing the same thing.
Well, Donald Trump's imposed a bunch of sanctions on Russia. Nobody's talking about that. He's done many more things tougher on Russia. Russia wants to get along with us. They want to work with us with trade. They need money. Their economy's awful. They got oil. That's about all they have when it comes to an economy. China's much, much more powerful. They just don't have as many nukes. 90% of the nuclear weapons are controlled by Russia and the U.S. I'd say, and apparently the smaller probe has driven a wedge somewhat Vladimir Putin has said it's ridiculous that there was any collusion. And, of course, we can't believe him because he lies about everything he says. And I'm sure he does lie about some things. There's no doubt about that. He's a former KGB guy. We know all about that. But trying to have a relationship with an adversary, a competitor, whatever you want to call him, why is that a bad thing? But no, it fits the narrative of you must get Trump out of office because he's a traitor, and you got to get rid of him because he's evil, and totally. The whole election was stolen from the rightful winner, Hillary Clinton. We all know that. Now we just got to prove it. Everybody knows it, right? And I said Jeff Sessions the worst appointment ever because he recused himself from the Russia probe. Had Donald Trump not picked Jeff Sessions, we never would have had a Russia probe. Obviously, there's nothing there. We'd have heard about it 150 million times by now. They're just digging for something to find something. We have all these indictments out on 25 Russians, which by their constitution, they would never extradite. They deny it anyway. And the only other thing I have to say is that it's not the first time they've meddled in our elections. They do it every time.
Yep.
They've tried to mess us up every single election, and all of a sudden, this is the only one we know about? Do you think we could have had indictments in 12? Yes. How about 08? Yes. How about 04? Yes. They mess around all the time. But it's not part of the narrative, because this one counted because the wrong person won. And then Donald Trump makes everybody uncomfortable, Republicans and Democrats, because he goes in there and has a whole different perspective because he's not a lifer. And I'm telling you, there's a serious lifer and swamp problem in Washington. The way they do it, they don't want you to mess it up because they kind of like the ride. And we out here are yelling for reform and stop wasting money and stop lying and cheating about things. Listen, we got to look in the mirror a little bit to get it right ourselves. The Peter Strzok FBI stuff is disturbing. To have a guy that biased in charge of a very critical, the appearance of it, if not the absolute bias that he had, is irrefutable. And yet one Democratic congressman wanted to give Peter Strzok a Purple Heart, which offended all Purple Heart winners, for taking all the abuse of Republicans because all of those texts, oh, come on, they don't mean anything. The fact that he said we need an insurance policy and he'll never win and we'll stop him on all those horrible things that they said on those texts. Bottom line is, if Hillary would have won, none of this would have come out. We'd all been happy and everything would have been fine in the world. But no, we have to get some rogue guy that's awful and bad to women and bad and everything and evil, and we got to destroy him. And that's the whole point.
Here's the text in that says, I guess we've moved on from peace through strength.
Well, that's what I would do. I'd build as many things as I could build, and I would make them extremely nervous to goof around with us and hope I never used it. That's how I'd do it. Build it up, lift weights, be real strong, be intimidating. That's what people understand. Raw power.
I totally agree with you. Trump is trying to work with the dictator leaders. This would be like me talking face-to-face with my department manager, then telling her I thought she was the devil. I wouldn't have a job,
You have to work with people. You think Donald Trump is a little more experienced than any president we've ever had when it comes to negotiations? Whether you like it or not, he is. No other president that I can think of has ever negotiated as many things as this guy. He reads people. He's pretty good at it. I want to see what happens in North Korea. If he does that, he might be the greatest president we've ever had. If he can figure out North Korea, he's going to be one of them. Nobody can figure out North Korea. What if we were to figure out Iran in the Middle East? What if he was able to kind of settle things down with... He needs Russia. He knows that. But we're never going to give him credit. It's just not going to happen because there's too much vitriol. There's a lot of hate for George W. Bush, believe it or not, because he was a Republican. And I'm telling you what, the left is too far left. It's dangerously left and wrong, and violence is bad, and fascism is awful. But that's what you're getting, a taste of fascism. That's what it is when you're not allowed to speak and you're beaten down physically because you speak. That is a bad deal. You're going to get a lot of people hurt because pretty soon people are going to be tired of being screamed at and beat down. They're going to fight back. Whew. Okay, text in if you'd like, 359-2255. Win lunch for 10 at Big Grove Tavern. You'll enjoy soup and salads, taco platters, burgers, and sandwich specials. You'll receive free validated parking. Starting next week through August 3rd, text Everyone's Welcome at BGT, Big Grove Tavern, to enter to win. We'll remind you next week as well. Enjoy a classic tavern with modern flair. Learn more at BigGroveTavern.com. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main Street. Big Grove Tavern, Big Grove, big flavor in downtown Champaign. All right, we'll check your news coming up next. More in the next 30 minutes. More on this. We also talked to Dr. Todd Likens, our pet pro. That'll be coming up in 20 minutes. Our text, 359-2255. Text in.
Racing action is back this Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's the 8th Annual Junior Kimmler Memorial. 3,000 to win late models plus a full show. Gates open at 4 p.m. General admission just $15. And kids are free at the Farmer City Raceway. Hot laps at 6:30. Racing starts at 7:30. Don't miss the Junior Kimmler Memorial. Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois, where we'll sell you the whole seats, but you'll only need the edge.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets with some Republican members of Congress this afternoon to talk about more tax reform. Some lawmakers aren't happy with the president's deferential performance with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday.
Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen blasted President Trump for questioning U.S. intelligence overseas.
He threw our intelligence community totally under the bus.
Republican Senator John Barrasso said the president should have been tougher on President Putin.
Putin is not our friend.
Republican Senator Rand Paul takes a different view of the summit.
Having open lines of communication is very important for avoiding war.
President Trump's meeting with lawmakers this afternoon is the only event on his official schedule.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. A man wanted for three murders in the Houston, Texas area has just been arrested after a police chase. Jose Rodriguez is suspected of killing a woman in her home and two people at mattress stores. No word on a motive or how anyone's connected. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Canada-based Nutrien is buying Champaign startup Agrible. The News Gazette says Nutrien plans to keep Agrible and its 55 employees in Champaign. The purchase is for $63 million. A Champaign man has been arrested in Kentucky for a fatal shooting in Champaign in March. U.S. Marshals arrested 39-year-old Cornelius Freeman in the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Michael White of Chicago. If you've been to Macy's lately, your information might have been compromised. Macy's has announced it has been hit by a data breach. Macy's sent a letter to customers who might have been affected, saying the data breach happened between April 26th and June 12th. Macy's said shoppers' personal details, and in some cases credit card information, might have been accessed by a third party. Personal details that could have been compromised include addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and birthdays. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking for a vehicle, Honda BMW Champaign is an award-winning dealership. You might want to stop by and find out why. You'll love their service. You'll love how they treat you in service and sales and before and during and after the sale as well. They're patient. Take your time. Drive them all if you want. 7 hours for one sale last week.
This Redbird week.
7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to be patient in the car business.
That's a dedication from the
yeah.
Booth.
Yeah,
Honda BMW.
Yeah, got it done. Got her done. Okay. Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, Honda President's award-winning dealership. Whatever you're looking for, they'll work with a lease. You can buy. You can get pre-owned. They got a good bunch of people. The BMW side, white floors, drop a little lasagna, crisscross applesauce right off the floor. It's that clean. And you can test one of those. I drove that... wish I knew what it was. It was a hard top, but went into a convertible.
Ooh, nice.
One of those is like an engineering marvel to see that Beamer convertible.
I think you should get one.
I think you should get one.
I like that Odyssey, man. It even has a vacuum cleaner in the back.
Yeah, it does. Odyssey does come with a vacuum cleaner if you want all the bells and whistles. It has a shop back in
that
the back.
That dog care and those French fries up.
Yeah. What's a hot dog look like 6 months later? Not much different.
Exactly.
Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Beautiful, high 84, 61 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high 81, low 59, 82 on Thursday. Slight chance of showers on Thursday evening, low 67, 83 the high on Friday with a 50% chance of rain. Saturday and Sunday look terrific. Saturday's high at 78, Sunday's high at 80. And by the way, that's when our Mile at the Pines event this happening. $25, helping the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Might as well sign up now, mileatthepines.com. They've got a huge beach towel for all our participants, the first 400 folks. And, of course, we'll have your bib all ready, and you pick that up at Body and Soul in Savoy. We're ESPN 93.5, the temperature now at 69.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of people this Sunday night, so why not come out and walk a mile? You can do. We have a category for everybody.
Exactly.
And just be part of the energy and the event that'll be Sunday night. We'll all be there. It'll be fun.
It starts at 6. There's 9 different waves of runners, and there's a community walker and, you know, jogger mile. So
yeah.
That's the one for you, Stevie, right in the middle.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
But there is one if I wanted to. Maybe I want to run in the fast one.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
Your age group?
I could stay with those people for probably, I'm going to be bold here, 20 yards. I think I could sprint with them for 20.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd beat them. I don't think I could beat these people at their pace. They're going to run the mile. I couldn't beat them in 20 yards. I can run as fast as I can, and they'll still beat me because that's a sprint.
Right.
Those guys sprint at four
this
minutes and
some. This is a whole different kind of feel than the 5Ks that we find so common. And the mile event, again, is happening on Sunday night starting at 6 here at the Pines.
Okay, so come be part of it. Come hang out. Even if you're not running, come out.
Right.
It's just fun to be part of this. And I'm really looking forward to watching the fast groups because I want to see a sprint for a mile. 5,280 feet. I want to see how they. It used to be kind of a fast run. It is a dead dog sprint.
Twilight Trek on Friday night at the end of June, the Kids Dash, or 1K, had three that finished under 5 minutes.
It's Kids Dash. That's the kids.
I know.
So we're going to get 4 minutes in something, probably 4:25, something like that. That's a mile.
I mean,
I can't wait to see that.
That's crazy.
CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. By the way, I was there, of course, for Hardworking Man. Tell you about my Hardworking Man tomorrow. Keep your money local with Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Warm weather's here. You want to do windows? They got extenders. You don't have to get on ladders or scaffolding. They have systems that'll reach 55. That's 5 floors. Standing on the ground, and they work really well. It's real lightweight. Now, on a windy day, you'll wrestle a little bit. So don't do it on a windy day for 55 feet. Get those windows looking brand new. Impress your customers at the same time. CMI has all the gizmos and gadgets and everything you need to keep everything clean. It's amazing how easy they've made cleaning. It's CMIClean.com, 359-6262. CMIClean.com. All right. Spring Green, that's where I'll be tomorrow. Hardworking Man continues. I work for a company for 3 full hours following a 2-hour broadcast. And tomorrow, Spring Green. So at 9 o'clock, I'll be in St. Joe. That's where their offices are. I'll be going with Sean. Who am I going with again? Anyway, I'll be out. I don't know exactly what they have for me. I'm hoping that we'll go spray a yard in Bloomington and come home. Because then it'll be noon if we go spray a yard in Bloomington.
Okay.
CMI.
Sounds like a good day of work to me, Stevie J.
CMI's still in business. We're hoping Spring Green can stay the same following my visit tomorrow.
Exactly.
Live from 7 to 9, then Facebook Live, me working the yard stuff. I know the terms. I just going generic right now, and I know it's just yard stuff.
Hey, texters, thanks for chiming in at 359-2255. We'll get to you in just a moment.
All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Let's go right now, though. Firstly, before we get back to the Donald Trump Helsinki visit, you've heard of internet gaming disorder? Internet gaming disorder, licensed professional counsel, the founder of the Brain Performance Center is Lee Richardson. How are you, Lee?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Okay. Internet gaming disorder is what?
I know. We used to think it was just playing games and having fun. But it is that, but it's when you kind of cross the line and you take it from a point of where it is fun, it's something you do with your family, to where you're compulsed about it. You're thinking about games even when you're not playing, and you're planning when you can do it next. When you're being deceptive or lying about how much time you're spending on games. When they take that game away, when you melt down and you get mad and angry and irritable and anxious and sad, that's...
But when is it you're just a kid not mature enough versus you're addicted?
Well, you know, it's more than just a kid making a choice. So let's think about what happens in the brain when you're playing that game, because addiction is really a disease in the brain. And so you're playing that game, you know, and you see this zombie coming at you with this pipe, and oh my goodness, you throw that body and brain into a state of hyperarousal, and that's that fight or flight state. Oh, I don't know whether to hit him or whether to run. And when you get in that fight or flight state too often or too intensely, the brain and the body have trouble regulating back to a calm state. This leads to chronic stress. The other thing that's going on in the brain is, you know, you're playing that game and you're liking it, and it's the pleasure principle in the brain. You know, you're liking it and you're enjoying it, so the brain starts to release this neurotransmitter called dopamine. And dopamine is a real feel-good transmitter. So, you know, you're liking it, and you're doing it over and over and over, and those nerve cells can kind of, they get confused. Okay, I really like doing this, and then it becomes, I need to do this.
Okay.
You know, it goes from I like it, I want it, to I need it. And that's where the addiction comes in. And really, it can occur in an 8-year-old, and it can occur in a 28-year-old.
All right, so what do we do?
Well, you know, I think that as parents, I'm not saying all gaming is bad, but I think as parents, we need to make informed decisions. You know, there's a rating system. It's called PEGI, and it rates on age and content. And just think about it. Would you let an 8-year-old watch an R movie? No. You know, and there's a lot of the consoles have parental controls. Learn how to use those. And there's a great website. It's called internetmatters.org. I would encourage parents to check that out. You know, also, the hard part with the gaming with the kids that I work with, it's getting them away from the screen.
Yeah.
And one thing that I have found helps, if you set realistic expectations before you even let them on the screen, okay, you're going to play for 30 minutes. I'm going to give you a 5-minute warning. You know, and if they're young enough, I still have that old timer that you sit on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, right.
So that they know what's going on.
You've
got to be firm but fair.
Lot of differences between now and when we grew up, man. It's just changed a lot of the dynamics and the brain functions and stuff. I mean, we got to move our bodies. We got to not be that couch potato, man. We got to move. Okay, Lee Richardson, thebrainperformancecenter.com and internetmatters.org are where people ought to look. And Lee is L-E-I-G-H Richardson. People can get you at thebrainperformancecenter.com.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
743 ESPN 93.5. So you just got to watch it, and you got to be aware of what's going on. And
sure.
I guess an indication on anything addictive is, can you walk away from it? Can you be fine a week later without touching whatever it is? And if you can, you're probably fine. If you can't, you might have an issue.
We've never been a gaming family, but I don't know. I heard in a show the other day they referred to Grand Theft Auto. It worked with Grand Theft Auto. Let's see if this works. And I was like, really? We're teaching people how to do crime and kill each other through video games. That's
yeah.
Great.
Some of it can be pretty violent, there's no doubt. All right, more texts in. We've been talking a lot about Donald Trump in Helsinki. I've totally gone against the grain this morning. I think it's ridiculous, the amount of criticism, how harsh it's been. The fact that some Democrat this morning said that I was a traitor if I didn't think he was a traitor. Based on his performance with Vladimir Putin, he should have called him out. At the press conference, you're calling out a competitor / adversary? Don't you want a good relationship? Or that's not in the narrative?
A texter says the hypocrisy is amazing. The USA in recent years meddled in German, French, British, Israeli elections, and these were our allies. We also did the same in Russia and the Ukraine. A little arrogant of people to think that we're the only ones to meddle in other countries' elections.
Russia has meddled always. That's the problem I'm having, is that this isn't a new revelation. If we pursued it in every presidential year, we'd probably find indictments on a whole bunch of Russia. Is it right? No. Should they stop? Yes. Should we pursue? Yes. He brought it up. They talked about it. He wasn't going to embarrass Vladimir Putin at the dais when he has the world press there. You don't do that, then all of a sudden you're not talking anymore. You want to keep the conversation going if you want a good relationship. The Democrats apparently don't want a relationship with Russia because they want to go ahead and continue to push this narrative. Russia's evil. Trump used Russia to win, and then we beat him in midterms and the upcoming 2020 and in this nightmare.
Chris is saying, I was a Democrat up to a few short years ago. They abandoned me and many others when they abandoned reality. They're so out of touch with Americans now.
Well, there was a guy running for president with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, Jim Webb, former defense leader. I mean, you know, he's a Democrat. But he just stood out. Like, what's wrong with him? Because he was kind of moderate. Where's the moderate Democrat that can win votes from the independents and the right? Listen, this thing's gotten out of hand on the left. It's too far. You can't do violence. You can't be socialist. That's not going to work. But yet, this woman who won in Queens, New York, she's a socialist and was called by the leader of the Democrats the future of the party. Guys, we need to examine socialism.
Yeah.
We don't understand. It is a failed system. But yet, they are all about ending capitalism. They're not. Bernie Sanders is going to have a problem because, dear sweet Bernie, he'll probably draw a lot of votes, but he'll have to run as an independent because the Democrats just banned him from running as a Democrat. Did you catch that in the last few months?
I didn't.
Bernie can't run as a Democrat because only Democrats, and he's an independent. So either he switches back to being a Democrat or he runs as an independent. If that happens, Donald Trump wins because that'll fracture the Democrats.
I see.
They got to figure out how to lasso whatever moderates they have left in that party with the far left.
Another thought to look at here. It says, with Trey Gowdy retiring at the end of his term, what do you think of him as the new attorney general?
I like Trey Gowdy. He wanted Donald Trump. The first thing is to extradite to 25. That's grandstanding. And I agree with 99% of what he says. But you can't go ask Vladimir Putin for 25 guys you're not going to get. So you don't even, you talk about the tampering, you work on not letting that happen again, putting some measures in. That's all good. They shouldn't do it. They've been doing it a long, long time. Let's see if we can stop it. But Trey Gowdy I like a lot. I mean, I don't know if he and Donald Trump are best buds. I don't know that, but I sure like watching him interview a witness. I think he's must have been an amazing prosecutor. He's leaving the Congress, so he'll be available. All right, let's roll to our sports. If you have a pet question, we're going to jump to Ask the Vet coming up with Dr. Todd Likens in just a few moments. 359-2255. Lots of texts coming in. Please feel free. Love to hear what you think about Donald Trump. I'm definitely against the mainstream on this as far as people in the media. I disagree totally, vehemently. I think it's wrong the way the president's being treated. I think it's crazy that you'd stand up there and embarrass a world leader, which is apparently what the Democrats wanted him to do. You don't do that if you want a relationship. And you just figure out how to get along with somebody that powerful so that you can work on things like Syria and some critical things with Iran. You need Russia on all this stuff to get any, to have a chance to get some of this done. All right, sports headlines.
All right, the All-Star game is tonight at 7. A little break for the MLB. And then Cubs and Cards series has 5 games, and that'll all start on Thursday. It's down at Busch, and I know Saturday there'll be a game at noon and 6.
There's a Wrigley.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, 5 games at Wrigley.
Oh, I'm looking at the Cardinals schedule, and it says away.
Yeah, so, away. It's at Wrigley for 5, then back to St. Louis for 3 the following weekend.
Right.
So they got 8 games in 11 days.
Right. So that's always fun to see the Cubs versus the Cardinals.
Wrigley Field's going to be popping for 4 days.
Sure will.
5 games in 4 days with the Cardinals.
Speaking of the Cubs, Kyle Schwarber, 16 homers in his first round. He had a big bat, but Bryce Harper is the one folks are talking about today.
Want to do a wrap? Here's your Cardinal wrap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today. at TravelWisconsin.com.
It's officially the All-Star break. Yadier Molina and Miles Michaelis, the Cardinals representatives, and what a nice way to go into the break. Mike Schilt, his first win as the Cardinals interim manager, as the Redbirds salvaged a game, beating the Cincinnati Reds 6-4 on Sunday. Yadi, the nine-time All-Star, said after the win before departing for the nation's capital, and moving forward, the onus is on the players to right the ship.
I think so. When you see that happen, it's because us as a player, we're not doing our job. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's what it is. We're not doing our job, and the blame's on us.
The All-Star game is tonight from D.C. Again, congratulations to the Cardinals representatives, Yadier Molina and Miles Michaelis. After a day off Wednesday, the second half push begins at Wrigley on Thursday. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Chris Raby.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Kleck, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
All-Star game tonight, American National League. We ended that. Who wins the home field, I think, right?
That's
I think
right.
It's best record now.
I think so.
Jeremy Warner live in Chicago coming up, downtown Chicago. You'll be hearing all you need to be hearing about from the Big Ten, and Jeremy Warner covers it like nobody else.
Uh-huh.
Brought to you by your Champaign-Urbana McDonald's, your quick stop for breakfast, lunch, or dinner on game day. Local owner and operator. And Purdue fan, and Grant Scott Miller.
Right.
Wanted us to say Purdue fan.
Yeah, I know he did.
Thanks for that, Scott.
Uh-huh.
Invite you into one of his stores this summer and this fall before you tailgate and after the game. McDonald's. Okay, it's 751 ESPN 93.5. Our text line is 359-2255. Here we go.
I might be wacky, but I want to play. I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Our friend Dr. Todd Likens, veterinarian extraordinaire, pet pro, located Kirby and Madison, also by the police station in Muhammad. How are you doing, my friend?
Surgery day and just a lot going on.
Yeah, and where you can also get the $20 dog wash, it's crazy price, and you're staying busy with that, I know.
It's full house every day.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a little bit about this, the intelligence of dogs, and I've heard say that a really smart dog can be the intelligence of a five-year-old. Is that still the rule, or have we etched up a little bit in that?
Yeah, some of the stuff I've read recently says seven-year-old, but I personally think it's still higher than that. I mean, they just show intelligence in different ways than what we're used to. But if you pay attention to your dog, you'll be amazed at what they know and learn.
And I'm just fascinated by the communication of them. And also the way they bark. There's a bark, and then there's a bark.
Absolutely.
When they bark and all three go to the door, it's a different tone or sound, like danger or something.
Yeah, we see it all the time in our house. There'll be one dog outside, and they'll bark. But then the tone of the bark will change, and all of a sudden everybody jumps up and runs outside.
Yeah, over in that sense, right. Like it's a call to action.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yep.
But we as humans, unless you studied it, wouldn't hear the tonal difference. Anyway, we have a question for Todd, 359-2255. Any pet question, dog, cat, whatever, 359-2255.
Ooh, Angel just sent a picture of her dog, and he had a spa day yesterday, Elsa. And Elsa's posing on a chair in the living room, it looks like. What a gorgeous dog. And this client is from Tolono. Do you remember Elsa coming in yesterday?
Yeah, I do. We like to say she got Walterized around here.
Walter.
I love it.
Oh, Walter. The guy works hard, man. He's all over that.
He's my lead groomer, man. He makes it happen around here.
You know, Janet was helping Grace pack for another trip. And for Miss Illinois, and she was so she fell asleep upstairs and wasn't in bed with me, and Charlie just was beside himself.
Right, he has to pace back and forth.
No,
where's Mama?
No,
why isn't she in her bed?
I'm telling you, it was like triplets again. I was up every hour. I was really was. He was unsettled. He was panting. He's coming to my ear, and I'm going, what's wrong? He goes and barks at the base of the stairs where, yeah, mommy, mommy. And then, so she's back in bed last night, and Charlie slept like a baby.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that amazing, though? It's the routine of dogs. It's amazing.
You should hear when our alarm goes off in the morning, all the dogs are, you know, like, oh, it's exciting, and they jump up, and everybody wants to be loved. It's pretty cute. Pretty cute.
On the
I had a situation that came up where somebody went on vacation. Of course, their dog immediately got very, very sick. How important it is for people on vacation that your vet understand what you want. Because these people are like, there's no vacation. And so, you know, I know these people, thank God, and it helped me determine what course of action to take with their dog. Because not everybody's going to want to come back to, you know, a $1,000 vet bill. You know, so the people, you know, need to make sure their vet's included on what they should do when they're gone.
All right, so they're gone, house sitter, pet sitter, what have you. Something happens. They know who you are, how to get hold of you, what you want them to do if they're unreachable and out of internet or whatever. And just almost like a living will.
Right, exactly. So our dog nanny also at our house, we call her a dog nanny, takes care of the doggies. She was petting for people had come in and left the back fence gate open that she couldn't see from the back thing, and the dogs escaped.
Oh, boy.
Well, then she comes back, she gets them and comes back later that night, and one of the dogs having bloody diarrhea over the place and vomiting and things. So she spent all night at the U of I emergency clinic. But also in her case, she was able to get a hold of the owners to get instructions on what they want done.
Wow, that's a good tip.
Things do happen.
Yeah, a good tip.
Yeah.
And by the way, embrace insurance. I buy the dog. I pay dog insurance for three dogs every month. It costs me $51 a month for three dogs. And you pay $1,000 deductible, and then they cover it after that up to $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And with Charlie, we've spent $1,750 on things. And I'll be darned if I didn't get a $750 check from Embrace. So I was very impressed.
That's great.
I think it's – wouldn't you recommend at this day and age with how quickly dog expenses, cat expenses, that you think about a $17 a month insurance for that?
I think to me it's very important in the first year that you get insurance especially because it's the puppies that are going to eat something. And the next thing you know, you get $1,000 surgery.
Yeah. We're a little fuzzy on your phone this morning, maybe some atmospheric stuff, but we're just about done. How do people find you, Todd?
Hey, we're at Kirby and Manitz, and we're by the police station in Mahomet. It's 355-PETS or 586-PETS.
You're the best, my friend. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week. Ask the Vet, 356-2255. You want to reach out, 359-2255 is our text, and you can reach him at Madison Kirby and also by the police station in Mahomet.
We've been having fun with Olive. She's 3 months, a little coming into 4 months, and the potty train's going pretty good.
Good. Takes a while.
I haven't picked up number two in weeks. She's going outside.
Well, it's hard to train a little puppy, particularly, you know, the young ones. And if they're little dogs, I think they take a little longer. But it takes work, takes jumping up and down, takes commitment. It isn't easy, but once you get her done, and it's really, really fun
we'll
for a long time.
Well, keep her in the kitchen, and after she goes number two outside, then we let her to roam around the house. So that's kind of our philosophy, is she can roam around the house after she's gone number
two. Well, you just, okay, we got probably... Okay, but potty training in general is challenging. Okay. We're going to take the news. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, bullying does not take a summer vacation. We touch on that coming up next. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Max Lucado said, two types of voices command your attention today. Negative ones fill your mind with doubt, bitterness, and fear. Positive ones purvey hope and strength. Which one will you choose to heed? The voice you heed is the voice you will also feed. We get more of what we focus on, and here's an example. We buy a car, and all of a sudden, we start seeing cars like ours everywhere. Did everyone just buy the same car, or were the cars always there and we just didn't notice them? We get what we focus on. Worry is irrelevant. It alters nothing. When was the last time we solved a problem by worrying about it? So, what will you focus on this week, the good things or the worst in every situation? One more time. Two types of voices command your attention today. Negative ones fill your mind with doubt, bitterness, and fear. Positive ones purvey hope and strength. Which one will you choose to heed? I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. See more at HabibHabib.com.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit centralilhondadealers.com today.